I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
Other.
Because I'm always late and you're always in the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Destiny.
Dwight? Denise, looking for me?
Stevie, nice haircut.
Denise, nice try. You're still late with your doing things.
Well, I was here 10 minutes ago, but you weren't.
I was at the bursar's office depositing the other girls' fees, the ones that were on time.
Well, it's 3 o'clock. I guess technically I'm late.
Denise, this isn't about rules. It's about courtesy. Now I have to go to the bursar tomorrow.
Stevie, I'm sorry. I promise it'll never happen again.
Seems I've heard that before.
Well, one of these days is going to be true.
Anyway, you're not the only one. Jaleesa is late, too.
Jaleesa? I'm supposed to pay her fees, too.
You're paying Jaleesa's fee?
Yeah, see, she paid my student activities fee last week. I had a little cash flow problem.
Sounds like you and Jaleesa are getting along just fine.
Well, yeah, we don't have the same taste in art, music, or clothes, but other than that, we have a lot in common.
Good, because I know something else you and Jaleesa will have in common.
What's that?
Another roommate.
No way.
Her name is Maggie Lawden. She's majoring in journalism. She's an army brat. Her father's stationed in Minnesota, but she's lived all over the world. Excuse me.
Well, she has to live with us. You know, Jaleesa is very choosy about her roommates.
I'm sure you can help her with that.
Hi, Denise. Heard about your new roommate. I understand she's a very unusual girl. Kind of a human tumbleweed that's been blown hither and yon before settling in your room.
Well, Maggie Lawden just happens to be a brilliant journalism student who has traveled many times around the world with the Army.
Well, I'm sure you'll be as snug as 3 bugs in a very small rug.
Hey, Jaleesa.
Hi.
Huxtable, you have truly outdone yourself.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, just this morning I was thinking what this room needs is an antelope with light bulbs on its head.
Happens to be a deer, and I think it gives the room a little character.
I already live with a little character.
Oh, that reminds me. Stevie just gave me some news that I don't think you'll like.
What is it?
You're getting a new roommate, a transfer student. She'll be here sometime tomorrow.
Fine.
You mean fine? You're not upset?
Huxtable, I grew up with 8 brothers and sisters, so a little crowding does not bother me. I'm just sorry for her.
Why?
She's gonna have to get used to living with you.
Excuse me, I happen to be a great roommate, okay?
Oh, yeah, right.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Maggie Lawden. They said this is where I'd be living.
Oh, you must be our new roommate.
Hi. Denise Huxtable. And this is Jaleesa Vinson.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. But we weren't expecting you till tomorrow.
Oh, I was going to come tomorrow, but I decided to come today so I could get settled.
Makes sense.
I should have been here this morning, but my plane was late and I missed my bus. So I had to call my great aunt in Roanoke and she picked me up. But you know how aunts are. They always say you're too thin. So she took me out to lunch and we started talking about the family and old times. And finally, I had to say, Aunt Gemma, I have to get up to college. So she took me up and she dropped me off. That was a long sentence, wasn't it? I guess I'm a little bit nervous, you know, a new school and a long trip, and I don't know anyone here. When I'm nervous, I have this tendency to go on and on. So if I do that, you just have to stop me. Otherwise, it'll continue
forever.
Stop. Thanks.
I can understand you being nervous. It's only natural, but don't worry about it. I think you're going to like living here.
So do I. Oh, I love this lamp.
You do?
Thanks. I think it gives the room a little character.
Definitely.
You know, I got it at a flea market for only $17.
You have flea markets down here?
Yeah, right off campus.
Really? Oh, we have some great flea markets at home. Where are you two from?
Camden, New Jersey.
Brooklyn, New York.
I'm from Minnesota. They say it's the land of 10,000 lakes, but I've only counted 12. That was a joke. I made up on the way over here to break the ice.
Oh, it was good.
Thanks. We better get you settled.
Where do you want me?
Oh, what do you want? Top or bottom?
Oh, I don't care. Where have you been sleeping?
Oh, does it matter to me? You're new, you choose.
Oh, no, you.
No, really, you.
No, you.
Hold it. Huxtable, top. Lawton, take the bottom.
Good, I wanted the bottom.
This is your desk over here.
Great.
Okay, now these are your shelves, and you can have the top two drawers. I have the bottom two. And what's this note on your suitcase?
Oh, call home. Ha! I did this to remind myself to call my parents when I got here. Is there a payphone around?
Out in the hall, to the left.
Thanks. I'm back.
Bye. Huxtable, she likes your lamp.
I know, this is going to work out great.
You okay?
Why do these things always happen to me?
What's wrong?
The check for my dorm fees bounced. The administration office just called me in and said I'll be thrown out of our room.
You're kidding.
No. I just went down to the bank to see how this happened. They said my account was overdrawn. Then they started yelling at me. And I couldn't believe it because these are the same people who 3 months ago were giving me a pen and pencil set for opening an account.
How much are you overdrawn?
And they said $182.
That much?
Yeah.
Don't you keep track of the checks you write?
Well, I try, but I can't always do it. I'm in college now. I'm busy. I have responsibilities.
I would lend you the money, but I just paid for all my tuition. I just bought all my books.
Thanks. I appreciate the thought.
Maybe Jaleesa could lend you the money?
Jaleesa. I paid her dorm fees this semester. That check's gonna bounce, too. We'll be kicked out of the dorm. Both of us are gonna have to find a place to live off campus.
Boy, that room is gonna seem empty without you two.
Maybe I can go back to the bank and get a loan.
Denise, I don't think your bank is going to give you a loan.
No?
No, they might even ask for your pen and pencil set back. Can you ask your parents?
I don't want to. See, I've called them before for money a couple of times. Mm. A lot of times. I'm afraid they're beginning to think I'm irresponsible. I mean, Maggie, do I look like an irresponsible person to you?
No. In the day and a half that I've known you, this is the only mistake that you've made.
Yeah, right. I know, but if you just give me an interview, I know you want to hire me for the job. No, I've never actually cooked pizza in a restaurant, but I did it at home, and my brother really loved it. Great. Listen, one more thing. If I get the job, can I have a $200 advance? Hello? Hi, collect from Denise.
Resident.
I have a collect call from Denise. Will you accept the charges?
Denise who?
Rudy, cut it out.
Okay.
I need to talk to Mom or Dad. Are they around?
Do you need money?
Did I say anything about money? Please, just let me talk to Mom or Dad.
Guess what Bobby Broder did today in school?
Rudy?
Who is it?
It's Denise. She wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Daddy!
Who's this?
Dad?
Are you flunking everything?
Dad?
Are you in jail?
No. I'm just calling to say hi.
Swear.
Yes.
Hey, Denise! It's good to hear from you. How you doing?
Fine.
We just got a new roommate. She seems really nice, and classes are going okay.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, seriously, is there something wrong? Do you need anything?
Need?
Want.
Want?
Yes.
Well, no.
You sure?
Why do you think I need something every time I call? I just call to say I love you and I miss everybody.
Hello, operator? Listen, okay, we miss you too. I mean, there's no strangeness around here anymore.
Well, not to worry. I'll be home in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good, good, good. I'll be looking forward to it.
Same here. Say hello to everybody and kiss Mom for me, okay?
Okay, and I'll kiss myself for you, too.
I love you,
Bud. Bye. Bye.
She wants money?
Yes, but she's afraid to ask for it.
Will she call back?
I don't know.
Gotta go. I couldn't come up with the money. I guess I'll have to tell Jaleesa we're being thrown out of the dorm.
Do you want me to tell her?
I can't ask you to do that.
Hey, I'm the perfect person for this. I'm a good talker. Captain of my high school debate team, undefeated.
Yeah, did you ever debate with someone sitting on top of you screaming?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
How was cafeteria?
Beautiful. All through dinner, while I'm bussing trays, this incredible-looking guy keeps waving at me. So when he leaves, I go over to get his tray, and he's taken out toothpicks and spelled, "Hi, I'm Donald. Who are you?"
I can go out with him.
Oh, I don't know, but tomorrow morning, I'm making sure the toothpick dispenser is full.
Jaleesa, I'm glad you're in a good mood. There's something I want to talk to you about.
What?
A very wise person once said, to err is human. To forgive is divine.
What am I forgiving?
Before I get to that, another wise person said...
Maggie, I'll handle it. It's my problem.
Problem? What problem?
The check I wrote for my dorm fees bounced.
Oh, Huxtable. When are you going to get it together?
The check I wrote for your dorm fees bounced, too.
Excuse me?
We have until 9 a.m. to get the money together, or we're out of the dorm.
How could you do this to me? I mean, you said you were going to pay those dorm fees, right? You promised.
I know. And if the checks hadn't bounced, the dorm fees would have been paid.
No, I don't believe you. You are so irresponsible. You're undisciplined, unorganized, un-everything.
She'll get the money.
How?
I don't know.
Huxtable, have you asked your folks for it?
I'm not going to. I got us into us. I'll get us out.
Wait a minute. Now is not the time to get mature on me, okay? Call your parents. Be a baby. I mean, cry, beg, plead, anything. Just get the money.
I'm not doing that.
Well, we have to do something.
Can I just step in here for a minute? I just want to say that we have lived together for almost 2 whole days, and this is our first disagreement. I think that we should pat ourselves on the back, because when you think about it, this disagreement isn't that bad after all. Where are you going?
I'm not going to sit around waiting to get thrown out of the dorm. I'll take care of my own fees. I mean, somehow, some way, I'll get the money, even if it means calling my ex-husband.
She has an ex-husband?
Yeah, she got married right after high school, but it didn't work out.
Boy, it's funny how you can live with someone and not really know them.
Yeah, look, I got to get $200, or at least $100 for Jaleesa.
Now, there must be someone you can talk to.
Who?
I don't know. Somebody high up. Somebody official.
Yeah, well, I can't think of anybody.
The Dean of Student Affairs, Dr. Harris. When I got here, he told me if I got into any trouble that I should see him.
It's worth a try.
Yes, sure. Go. Tell him I sent you.
Your papers are due a week from tonight. Remember, 8 to 10 pages, double-spaced. Any paper that's late will receive a failing grade. No exceptions, no excuses. You all know how I feel about excuses. In addition, you are to read the next 5 chapters of the book.
Dr. Harris.
Mr. Cooper.
Aren't 5 chapters in a paper a lot to do in a week?
Good question. The answer is yes. See you next week.
Dr. Harris?
Yes?
I called your wife. She told me you were teaching tonight. You probably don't even remember me. I met you at freshman orientation.
Denise Huxtable.
Yes, sir.
You live in Gilbert Hall, and you currently have a 1.7 grade average.
I'm working on it, sir.
I hope so. Your major's undecided and you're always late with your assignments.
How did you know all that?
Well, as Dean of Student Affairs, I'm a lot like Santa Claus. I know who's been naughty and who's been nice. Now, what's the problem?
Problem?
Anytime a student is slinking around my room at the end of my class, I know there's a problem.
Right, there is. See, I wrote checks for the dorm fees for me and my roommate, and they bounced.
Well, Denise, as I recall, this isn't the first time your check has bounced since you've been at Hillman.
Yeah, I've had one or two others.
Try four or five.
Has it been that many?
Bounce City.
Yeah, see, but I've always had the money to make those checks good. Except this time I can't, and I was hoping you could help me get a student loan.
Denise, those loans are for students who have a need.
I have a need.
You also have a mother who's a lawyer and a father who's a doctor. Why don't you ask them?
Because if I asked them, they'd think I was messing up.
You are messing up. You've messed up quite often since you've been at Hillman. This is a personal problem, not a school problem. There's nothing I can do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I suggest you call your parents.
I can't.
You can't?
Well, yeah, I can, but I don't want to. I don't want them coming to my rescue anymore. They've done that my whole life. They must think they're going to have to take care of me forever. And I don't want them to think that. This is my problem. I want to take care of it. I want to do this myself.
Maybe there's something we can do. How do you feel about a part-time job?
I would do anything.
Well, I know of a job opening, and I'm pretty sure with my charm and wit that I can convince them to give you a $200 advance.
Oh! That would be great, sir.
Let's go over to the student center and bother some people.
So, where do you think I'll be working?
Well, let's put it this way. It won't be at the bank.
Hi.
Did you get the money?
No. And I didn't call my ex. It just didn't feel right.
Where were you?
Took a walk around campus. But I did figure out what I have to do.
What?
Well, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go down and see someone in financial affairs.
You might not have to. Denise might come through.
I hope so, but I doubt it. Don't get me wrong. I love Denise. I really do. Guess sometimes I forget she's just a kid.
Hey, wait a minute. She's my age.
You're a kid, too.
I don't feel like I'm a kid.
Well, to me, you are. You see things differently when you get to be 26.
You're 26?
Yeah.
Oh, you're old.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi. Did you get the money?
Jalees. I just figured it was time I grew up and started doing things for myself. So I did. I did it myself.
You did?
Yeah. I got the $200 recover.
Oh, okay. I knew it. I knew she'd do it. How did you do it?
I got a job.
You got a job?
Yeah.
Ta-da. Oh, she's working in the cafeteria.
Yes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, bussing tables.
Really? That means you'll be working under me.
Right.
Life is sweet.
Huxtable residence. Yes, operator. I will accept the charges.
Hi, Dad.
What's up?
Well, something was up earlier, and I thought I was going to need your help. I mean, I did need your help, but now I don't. I handled the entire thing myself.
Was it legal?
Yes, and I'm so proud of me.
Well, would I be proud of you?
Yeah, you'd be proud of me, too.
Okay, good.
I gotta go, but kiss Mom for me, okay?
I will, honey.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She still wants money?
No, she found a way to get it.
Good for her.
Huxtable, kill the deer.
Oh! Sorry.
It's okay, it was only my face.
Jaleesa?
Yeah,
I apologize to you for messing up with the dorm fees. Aren't you going to apologize to me?
For what?
Well, you yelled at me. You called me irresponsible and unorganized.
You are.
So at least apologize for yelling.
Nope.
Thanks.
Huxtable, I'm sorry.
Maggie, that was you.
I know. I just thought you needed an apology. I know how you feel. One time I went camping with my two cousins at Bear Lake, and it was my job to pitch the tent, and I did. But late in the night, the tent fell on us, and everyone just went, Maggie. I mean, they just went, Maggie. Like it was my fault, but these things
Maggie,
happen
stop.
All the time. Thanks. Guess you guys want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Ooh.